It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I don't like spam!
Quiet, please. Observe strange sound.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
I played that one for... for large cranium over there.
A very special boy.
Who's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Now I'm not even laughing at the tape. I'm laughing at your face when you play the tape. It's a show of one. For one.
When do you, in your schedule, I know that we have a few sundry tasks for you that require you to watch the television. But when do you sit down and actually enjoy like a 1912 show known as Charlie Chan?
Every night. Something. There's always something.
What, something that's like extremely old?
Yeah, I've always got stuff in my TiVo.
What will you watch tonight when you go home? Have you already planned it?
I have not.
Charlie Chan, though. I mean, where do you find Charlie Chan? Where do you find...
Quiet, please. Observe strange sound.
Jesus Christ.
Now, that's
What's wrong with you?
Sort of a misnomer because that's from Murder by Death. Uh-huh. In which Peter Sellers plays Charlie Chan.
I see. Boy, I knew that. I knew that right off the top of my head.
But Charlie Chan.
So, what year is that from?
That's 1976, I think. After they made The Cheap Detective.
I bet I could ask Buzz, and Buzz has it mapped out what he's going to watch on television tonight.
True. Go
ahead. What do you do? Do you have it all laid out with your grid? Yeah.
Well, because it's summer, there's nothing else on, and I still need to catch up with Mad Men. I'll be watching two episodes of that this evening.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mad Men rocks.
Yeah,
and I know what you'll be watching.
What am I going to watch?
Sharks.
Yeah, I like watching Sharks.
You watch
like
the Sharks
tonight. See, but you just get yourself worked up and scared when you do that.
Look, turn that music off for a second. The thing about the shark saturation on Discovery, and they do the Shark Week, and I have gotten caught up in this.
Sure. Yes, you have.
Really, the most amazing moment, and I'm probably not the only one that watches this.
Surely
this
not.
Was a mind blower, and I wanted to talk about it on the show all day, where the guy is standing with a buddy of his and a camera crew in waist deep water, and they have spotters. And I think they were bull sharks that they were surrounded by. This was the most graphic thing I have ever seen. This was an actual shark attack, clearly, with a close-up caught on camera. It
and
was
they,
the most amazing
did no one help
thing.
This guy?
Yeah, they helped him after the fact. And what I didn't understand, you
they
see—
They didn't expect him to get attacked, did
no,
they?
No, no. Well, I don't know how they did. These are two guys that want to show that unless we are mistaken for other types of food, or we are threatening the sharks, disturbing their habitat in some way, that the sharks are going to be friendly.
Bull sharks.
But they walk
in. I say bull shark, too.
I think they were bull sharks that they were around. That's bull shark.
It's fun to say.
Bull shark, ludicrous. And they're standing waist deep. The water's crystal clear. Right. It's like in the Bahamas or someplace like this. And they have an underwater camera, and you're watching... These had to be 8 or 9 foot sharks that are circling around, and they're around these guys.
And their experiment didn't go very well.
Oh, my God. Rob, I swear to God, this was the most amazing footage I've ever seen. They have an underwater camera, and you see all the bull sharks, probably 25 of them, around these two guys in very shallow water. And on shore, they have a spotter. And the spotter is supposed to call out to these guys because they have to stand very still. They can't jerk around and move around and look. They have to call out the locations of all the sharks. I shouldn't be laughing at this because it wasn't funny. It was amazing.
Except maybe a little.
This was so graphic and so nasty that it almost looked like a special effect from Hostel.
Wow.
And oh, my God. Really?
The underwater camera points at this bull shark. Mm-hmm. And the bull shark comes in and you see the shark like... press its nose up against the guy's calf, and you think, if I feel that, I'm going to jerk my leg out of the way. The guy didn't do this. The only reason I can think that he didn't do this was because he didn't want to, you know, make a sudden movement that would attract the shark, and then you see it. And it looks like the shark, this huge bull shark, is only opening its mouth just a little bit, and then you see him latch on. And you see the shark literally... remove this guy's calf from his leg. And then the next shot is they're carrying this guy out of the water, and you get it at a certain angle. And then when they turn to the camera, you see this massive gaping hole where it's just pure red, and you see nothing there. except skin hanging down. And the skin, there is no Hollywood movie uh-huh. that could remotely duplicate what was seen. And this is having a cumulative effect. Carla has already said she's not going in the water
good for
anymore.
Her at
any
all.
Point after the attack, did the spotter scream, "See, I told you so"?
No, but they, you know, they're always
at but
some...
the shark only attacked after he, like, moved.
He was, it looked as though he was just leaving his leg out there for the shark to grab and rip it out. And then you see, literally, the guy has no calf muscle at all. Oh. And the skin is just hanging down. And they get the guy to shore. Wow. They airlift him to, I think it was Palm Beach,
uh-huh. right.
where they brought him into Palm Beach, and then they were. I said, "There's no way they save this guy's leg. It just doesn't happen." They actually miraculously save the guy's leg. Uh-huh. The next thing you know, he's walking down the hallway, and he seems to be walking normally. And then you see him in shorts again, and he's walking, but there's like a
prosthetic.
It's not even a prosthetic. They have fixed the leg,
but it's just got a hollow point.
But it's this tiny little hollow yeah. area where they put plastic wood in there, or putty or spackle or something.
I'm sure it was putty.
And then the guy, of course, goes back to the original location.
Because they all do.
Because he's not.
Because he's bright. His name was wrong.
Enough. He goes back and he's standing in the water.
Well, he deserves it.
And they don't attack him at this point, and so his experiment is a success.
Yeah, that sounds like a real winning success.
I just want to prove that sharks are very friendly and they're incredibly.
And they all sound like that,
good
too.
Job.
Of course.
They're delightful sharks. They can't hurt us at all. Everything's fine.
See, last night I watched Jaws with my boy. It was on American Movie Classics.
He's little for watching that.
He loves it.
Really?
Yeah, the only thing I don't let him watch is when Ray Gardner's head comes out of the boat.
Oh, you don't have to worry. I was going to say, you know, don't watch it because he won't go in the water, but it's not like he'd do anything outdoors.
No. We don't even really bathe him. We just sort of
good
towel
for you.
Him off. But tonight, if you want to know what old movie I might watch tonight,
what's because that?
I know that I captured it, Top Hat.
What, the cartoon?
No, that's Top Cat. This is a 1933 musical with Fred Astaire.
Uh-huh. I am a gay American.
I'll see you at the beauty
You'll
parlor.
You'll be dancing in tomorrow.
Very good. Tomorrow on the program, comedian Brian Posehn will be here.
Funny guy.
And also we will have a porn star, Carmen Hart. She'll be here. I want to remind everybody, Fantasy 60 Girl Night, tonight from 5 until 2 a.m. Upgraded to 65 girls.
Yeah. Good, that's better.
That's an event that only happens twice a year, Rob, so you better get up to Baltimore instead of watching your movie
tonight.
Well,
I was there 6 months ago. I don't know how it could possibly be any better this time.
Fantasies in Baltimore. Info and directions at fantasiesnightclub.com. And Big O and Dukes, our guests on BYOB Friday. And, of course, the Buzz Babes and more
Yay.
Fun and more
Big
thrills.
Show.
Big show tomorrow. And we got to get out of here. But before we do that, let's get our very last segment of Buzz Burbank. Here he is.
Well, while both sides continue to argue for and against new offshore drilling for oil, there's been another oil spill on the mighty Mississippi River. The latest spill came from the same barge that spilled last week, shutting down 60 miles of the river for 6 days.
Oh, that Mississippi River.
Prompting a major uh-huh. cleanup
It just
operation.
Keeps rolling along.
Oh, sorry. He went right for the high note.
Yeah, he always does.
Couldn't hit it, though.
The Coast Guard says the barge, which is now tied up at a bridge in New Orleans, burped yesterday.
Did you say New Orleans?
New Orleans, yes.
Is that the way you pronounce it?
New Orleans is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
Think,
be kind of unique, though, you know, if you were looking for a new ad campaign.
Sure.
Certain parts of town.
Come to New Orleans.
Anyway, this barge burped yesterday, belched out another 60 barrels of oil. That's on top of the 400,000 gallons spilled last week when the barge collided with a big freighter. And if you don't count the reduced fine that ExxonMobil's paying for its infamous Alaskan oil spill, the company made about $4 billion last month.
$4 billion!
That works out to over $1,400 a second. Mm-hmm. Both Congress and Obama are now talking about taking away the oil company's tax breaks and even hitting them with special taxes on their windfall profits.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
Why does the government always punish the successful?
I don't know.
It's not fair.
They
should make more money, Rob.
I think so.
The Six Flags Amusement Park in Largo, Maryland is open again today.
Oh, hey, what's that about? They might be a sponsor.
You people settle down.
Going to Largo.
Largo. It's open after a stubborn fire broke out last night in the old haunted house. Firefighters found it not only to be a difficult fire.
I gotta go to the old haunted house.
But they faced the additional challenge of protecting the old wooden roller coaster.
Yeah, let me check out the old wooden roller coaster inside my couch.
But Dean, aren't you a feature in the old haunted house? Aren't you one of the ghosts?
I'm a feature. I'm a ghost. Yes, I jump out with my black tuxedo and my carnation, and I go boo. How about another trip to the couch?
About 1,000 parkgoers were evacuated. Nobody got hurt. The roller coaster was saved, but damage is reported. Reportedly, $2 million.
Which Six Flags was this?
Largo, Maryland.
Largo.
We've been on that roller coaster.
Yes, you have. Yes. And you will again because it didn't burn.
Didn't Don and I have somebody get married on that roller coaster?
Yeah, I think you did.
And that was when we were at the top of the thing and the guy, I remember now, we had a TV crew that was going to witness this couple get married on the roller coaster. Uh-huh. And I don't remember very well, so I think it was one couple. It might have been more. Yeah, Rob, I was drinking heavily at the time.
In the morning show.
Nothing has really changed. But I was on the roller coaster with Don, and the guy, I think from Channel 5, mm-hmm. or one of the channels, he duct tapes the camera mm-hmm. to his arm.
Brilliant.
And to No, it wasn't.
No?
No, because as soon as it started getting really rocky, yeah. and we went down the big steep incline,
oh, no.
the camera started smacking the guy in the head.
Oh,
and
that
then
hurts.
We look, and there are pieces that start flying off the camera.
Oh, no.
Didn't get the greatest shot in the world, but it sure was fun.
All I know is no one got hurt and no one got refunds.
Might have been back in the days of Mr. Lyle Walensky, a wonderful human being.
I remember the name.
Rat Boy.
A
Continental Airlines jet was evacuated in Pittsburgh yesterday after a man told a member of the crew he had a bomb on board. After a search that turned up nothing, the flight from Pittsburgh to Newark was reboarded. The man is now in jail on a long list of charges.
If I had the opportunity, mm-hmm. and that happened on a plane I was at, and I found out there was nothing true, boy, wouldn't it be fun to kick that guy's ass.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Just let the passengers have him for a little while.
I'd almost rather them find a bomb.
America, oh,
because,
stop
no,
with that.
Seriously, if they're going to stop a plane.
Excuse me, I'm Rob Spiewak. Flight attendant, it's right over here.
Please allow me to explain.
Please do, because I
don't
understand.
Some nutcase, some crazy guy says there's a bomb on the plane, mm. and they search and they don't find it. There isn't just a little bit of you who thinks there might still be a bomb there?
I don't know. It just freaks me out.
I get that.
But I would rather them find it.
They got them dogs that do that.
That's
so
right.
They know whether it's not true or not.
Thorough search. American Airlines was giving passengers at New York's Kennedy Airport the option yesterday of taking off without their luggage.
Did you see the pictures of this?
Oh, beautiful,
horrifying.
Weren't they? Mountains of suitcases.
This really, I don't care. I mean, if you're going from Maine to Honolulu. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, swim to Honolulu and drive to California.
Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing. I just thought of the same people that, you know, might have a 24-hour trip mm-hmm. and that have to be at a wedding mm-hmm. or something. These people are completely screwed.
For those who don't know, a software glitch shut down the automated baggage system, leaving thousands of suitcases scattered throughout the terminal.
There were bags unattended all over the airport, upstairs, in lines. I mean, it would be very easy for somebody to either snatch a bag or put something into a bag. And it was wild. It was actually very, very scary.
And it caused flight delays of up to 90 minutes on flights that were mostly international.
It was wild, man.
I want to tell you, those bags are wild.
That's wild, yeah. Dean and Bob, same break. It's wild, baby.
More than a dozen flights were canceled. And it's a special day for the public relations department at Delta Airlines. The autopsy is today for the woman found dead in a Delta jet's restroom after a flight from L.A. landed in Atlanta yesterday morning. She had died of natural causes, which, as Atlanta police reveal, happens a couple times a year.
Was she elderly?
Yeah, 61.
That's not elderly
not,
anymore.
Oh,
no, that's
elderly,
the new 42.
That's right.
I mean, you call that elderly, and you better be, you know, getting to the home yourself right now.
Clearly not Delta's fault, but still not the best publicity. And
no
then
more Delta.
Then there's the incident of 11 evenings ago when
Wait
a woman.
A minute. I would be the guy standing outside that men's room, just banging on the door. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
What is the problem here?
Up in there.
Her
I'm
feet
sorry.
Aren't moving.
You can't use the bathroom in first class. I'm sorry.
Now, 11 evenings ago, a woman identified only as Julianne arrived in Atlanta at 7:30 on Delta. Her connecting flight was at 8:05. No problem for most of us. But Julianne has muscular dystrophy and needs a wheelchair to get around. She told a flight attendant she needed assistance and waited patiently while the other passengers got off the plane. But assistance never arrived. In fact, the flight attendant told Julianne that if she hoped to make a connection, she'd better get going and stop sitting around waiting.
Oh, no.
So Julianne began crawling out of her seat, down the aisle,
oh my God.
And through the gate area. A Delta employee finally did arrive with a wheelchair just in time for Julianne to miss her connecting flight.
So they're telling her she better get moving and no wheelchair, and the flight attendants watch this woman. The people at the gate watched this woman crawl?
They saw her, yes, crawling. And by that time, then the guy with the wheelchair arrived, but it was too late.
Boy, the last time I saw something like that, it's when I was in the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
I remember.
Different debilitation.
Sorry, I'm here all
Finally,
week.
Finally, well, Ohio is a surprisingly kinky state, and here's another case in
yeah,
point.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
In Canton, a 48-year-old man's been arrested on felony charges after breaking into a woman's home to steal something.
Lombardi.
What he stole,
Whoa.
According to the police report, was One adult toy, personal entertainment device.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. And a bottle of personal lubricant.
Ew.
And in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's so gross.
Nothing you would buy at a yard sale.
Oh, God. In St. Petersburg, Florida, a cop's been suspended for watching porn on his computer while off duty and on. He admits he even did it while charging the city overtime. All I can say is if he had to put in for overtime, he's not doing it right.
Ah!
Oh. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Want to thank legendary Gene Simmons. His book is Prostitution. Look for it on Amazon and any bookstore near you. Also, number 48. Boy, was he popular.
I sure love talking to him, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson,
wow.
Number 4 in the points race Good behind pull. Jeff Burton, Dale Jr., and number 1 Kyle Busch. Good luck, Jimmy, for coming on the show. I hope you win the whole thing. Tomorrow, BYOB Friday with the porn star Brian Posehn and Joe McLeod on movies.
Yay.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Herpes Radio Network.
We want a poem.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara. Here it is. The show is over. History gone. We'll be back tomorrow. Come on. Go home, relax, have a bonbon. Another one tomorrow for you and Arbitron. Fun and games to eternity and beyond. All you can call us, except for Ron. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, gay.
The Mike O'Mara Show.